You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Backstage Talk, a podcast about performing arts, films, and other things. This is your host, Martin Acuna, speaking, and today we have our very first guest. It is someone very special to me. I met him in New York last January, and let me introduce you to Jeremiah Mitchell.
Hi.
So, our story of how we met was pretty funny, because we were at the stage door after a Moulin Rouge performance, and Jay was with a friend, and his family over in New York for a weekend, was it? Or a week?
It was a weekend.
And we were just hanging out at the stage door waiting for the performers to go out and sing playbills. And we just started talking. And since then, we have texted each other a couple times. And he is my very first guest. So I am going to let you introduce yourself and tell us a bit about yourself. That would be good.
Do you want to just know about me or how I came to theater? Or
we can start with why you chose Northwestern University in Louisiana as your choice for Bachelor of Science in Theater.
Okay, so I'm going to go on for a little bit because it's a little wild of a story. So it was December a year ago, so December of 2018. And all the way up to December of 2018, I was going to be a nurse. That was the plan, to be a nurse. I was going to go to school for 2 years. I was going to get my associate's degree in nursing. And so that way I could travel. I could become a travel nurse. And I was going to travel to LA or something and just work on, or New York. It doesn't matter. Just be a nurse 3 days out the time. And then the rest focus on auditioning and stuff. And then December came along. I don't know what hit, but I was just like, why am I going to be a nurse? It all revolves around theater. And I had like a little midlife crisis. I called my mom asking her what to do. And she was just like, if it's theater you want to do, then you should go for it. So from then on, I decided I wanted to be a theater major. And then I looked at the colleges in Louisiana and which one fit me best. And out of all the theater programs in Louisiana for colleges, NSU, Northwestern State University, had the best program. And so I went here and I auditioned and I got on a scholarship to come here for theater. And I pretty much since then I've been set here.
Cool. So right now you're a sophomore, right?
I'm a second semester freshman.
Second semester freshman. Okay. And when does your concentration start?
It'll start my junior year.
So that would be in like a year and a half.
Yes, a year and a few months. So, if you want to be a musical theater major, which is what I'm hopeful for, you have to come here and you have to be a theater major your freshman, your sophomore year. You kind of have to figure everything out, learn, take some dance classes, just get familiar with everything. Then by the time your junior year comes, you'll have an audition and it's in front of all the theater directors. And you have to score 100% out of the three categories they give you, which is acting, dancing, and singing. So, like, say I made a 33% in singing, a 33% in acting, and a 34% dancing. Then I make 100%, which means I get passed on to be a musical theater concentrator.
Okay, and I trust in your talent and know you're going to get into that concentration. But if that audition goes wrong, what will you choose? Because I was checking the NSCU concentrations in the theater bachelor, and I saw you had like three other choices. One was directing, performance,
and
direction.
Yeah, performance and directing. That's probably most where I would go, because I don't really see myself doing anything else, whether it be biology or nursing, anything like that. I love theater, and I want to, if musical theater goes wrong where I can't act and do what I love, I want to teach people what I love. So if musical theater goes wrong and I can't act, I can't do regional theater or anything like that, then I'd probably switch to performance and directing, and I'd finish out NSU there, and then I would either be a school teacher and teach theater, or I would maybe make my own theater community and start slowly bringing in people and auditioning and doing shows and stuff.
Cool. Well, I wish you the best in that audition. I know it's like we're thinking a long way. We still have a long
way. One step at a time, Martin.
Yeah, one step at a time. I always have my head in a lot of places, but I know that audition is going to be great for you. Now, my first question for you is, what got you into performing? How did you start in the theater?
What got me into theater? I was in middle school. It was my eighth grade year. And there was this girl. Her name was Lizzie. And I had a crush on Lizzie. Lizzie had a crush on me. But at that time, I was awkward about it. I didn't know how to tell her I had a crush on her. Neither did she. But she invited me to watch her in Aladdin Jr. And so me and my grandma, we went and we watched her perform. We took a picture afterwards. It was great. Another show came along. Wait, no. At Aladdin, when I got there to buy my ticket, the director of Lagniappe Theater, Ross Schechtschneider, he told me that they're doing Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat and that I should audition. He sees potential in me and stuff. Never hearing me sing, act, nothing. He just said he saw potential in me. And so I kept that in mind. I talked to Lizzie about it. Lizzie was like, you should do it, but I'm not forcing you, blah, blah, blah. And so I finally had the gut and I went to the audition and I ended up getting Benjamin in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. So, and since then, I've been doing theater.
So Joseph was your fifth show, and you have a good memory of that.
So my church does something called Above All, and so I was kind of, I wasn't really acting, I was somewhat of a kid. I was maybe 10 or 11 when I did that, but Joseph was my actual first show where I got involved, and I had singing parts, I had to learn my harmonies, I had to learn my lines, stuff like that. Yes, that was my first show.
That makes me think a lot of how the tables turn and we end up choosing our careers.
But the tables did turn, though. Me and Lizzie never worked out. We never started dating. We are actually best friends. Lizzie is like my sister.
Well, theater brings people into our lives in different ways, even if they come weirdly into our lives.
But I thank her so much. I tell her it all the time. And because without her, I don't know where I would be. I really don't. I've been doing theater since then. I mean, I'm in college for theater right now. I don't know where I'd be if I wouldn't have met that girl and she wouldn't have led me to my first audition.
Well, good to know that. So a shout out to Lizzie.
Yeah, Lizzie, if you're watching this, I love you.
I know that you've done Newsies a couple times. Now I know that you've done Joseph. And what other plays have you been in?
I've done it quite a bit. We do like four shows. When I was in high school, the company I did with, we did about four shows a year. But just a few of them was Joseph, Newsies. I did Newsies with my company in high school. I'm doing Newsies now in college. Hairspray, High School Musical, Madagascar Junior, Wizard of Oz, Peter Pan. I'm sorry to go off subject, but Peter Pan, I met like my technically first girlfriend. Her name's Claire, and she is a theater major as well at Baldwin Wallace Musical Theater. I think that's what it's called. Yeah, I think so. But she was also a big influence on my life for acting and still pursuing my theater dreams. But I've done quite a bit of shows. I don't have my resume by me to look, but Newsies, Hairspray, High School Musical, Peter Pan, Joseph, those were some of the few that stuck with me that I can think of because I had good memories with them.
And which was your favorite character of all those you've played?
Which was my favorite character, or which was my favorite show I've done?
Both. The favorite character you've done and your favorite show.
My favorite character was probably in Hairspray when I was Link, because just the actors I was with were amazing. It was a fun time. We actually put on the show in 2 weeks, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. It was amazing. But my favorite show I've been in was definitely Newsies when I was in high school. I'm doing Newsies now, and I mean, it's awesome and stuff, but just the connections I made with the people in high school when we did Newsies is just, you wouldn't trade the world for, you know. I've made some best friends from that show.
Newsies I love that musical. I remember, I never saw it on Broadway, but I remember seeing the film version, the film staged version.
The one with Jeremy Jordan?
Yep. With the original Broadway cast.
I've seen that one over 100 times.
Yeah, me too. I love it. I actually love it. I think Alan Menken has done an amazing job with Disney. So it is just amazing. And now, which is one of your best memories of a performance of all you've done?
Best memory of a performance?
Yep.
I mean, there's been bloopers where I've stuttered on my lines. Or there was one time in Hairspray, when I was Link and I was singing It Takes Two, we cut one part of the song and I forgot about it. And then the show came and I sang that part, or at least the first two words of it. And I was like, but in high school, on the last performance, we had this thing going. On the last performance, we'd always, the other actors that weren't on stage, would go on the side stage and they'd try to mess us up to make us laugh. And that was, it was hard to keep a straight face when you had to keep a straight face. But that was a good memory I have. That's probably the best one. I remember someone, what was I doing? I think it was Peter Pan. No, it was a serious, it was me and Peter Pan on stage, and it was a serious moment. And I looked off side stage and I saw someone with the Donald Trump mask on doing the floss dance. And I completely broke character.
Well, who wouldn't? That would happen to a lot of us. And now...
Wait. I know my best memory. Okay, it was Peter Pan, right?
Yeah.
You know how I told you how I ended up dating the girl that was Peter Pan, right?
No, you haven't told me that.
Oh, I thought I told you that. Her name's Claire. She Baldwin Wallace. I thought I told you that.
You just told me that Claire was with you at some point, but not in Peter Pan.
Yes, so that was Peter Pan, though.
Okay.
Anyways, best memory I've ever did. I talked to the people that worked at the theater there, and they agreed with me. I got this big, long poster. It was homecoming season. I said, Claire, I know it's not Neverland, but what about homecoming? And I got there super early before the show, before call time. They helped me put it up on the fly rail. And at the very end, when we're doing ballots, they dropped the flyer. And I asked her to homecoming right there in front of the whole audience and everything. She said yes, of course, but I mean, that was definitely the best memory.
You are a man of cheesy lines asking for dances. Because remember,
but you can't tell me that wasn't a good idea. The flyer to come down.
That it was a good idea, but I remember like going through Instagram, the one you did as in the Elsa costume.
Elsa, yes.
That was nice. I'm gonna leave that.
That one was a little daring too, but I only had to ask. I don't even remember what the poster said, but I asked for the homecoming dressed up as Elsa, but I wasn't in front of an audience. Okay. An audience is more nerve-wracking, because even though I dressed up as Elsa, if she would have said no, it would have just been me and my buddy that helped me out that saw the rejection. If Claire would have said no on stage, then the whole audience would have made a joke out of me.
Well, you've got some nerve, man. You do. Now, back to our topics. Which is a dream role for you in a musical?
A dream role?
Yeah. Or a musical that you just say, I need to be in that production.
Most definitely my dream role. I've been wanting to be this dude since I was a sophomore, a freshman in high school. I've seen the show 5 times. Fiero and Wicked.
I know, right?
That dude is something else. That is my dream role right there. But my misfit dream role, if I could be a misfit dream role, it'd be Mimi in Rent. I love Mimi's character in Rent. And if that could work, if misfit casting was a thing, you want to be Mimi and Rip. But definitely Fiero is my dream role.
I mean, Fiero is a difficult character. I mean, the range you need to sing Dancing Through Life is just another way. It's another thing. But Fiero is nice. I mean, Who doesn't want to be Fiero?
Who doesn't want to be Fiero? I mean, unless you want to be Alpha Bun and take the whole stage.
Who doesn't want to defy gravity in the middle of a flying ball attached to your back?
Martin would definitely be Glinda.
Yeah, I think I would. I'm so picky in life that I would definitely be Glinda. Yeah. Well, one of the things that I want to talk about with you now that I've graduated college last November, but you're just like basically starting.
And basically.
It's, what do you think are the challenges of being a theater program student right now?
I can tell you first thing that came to my head when you said that a big challenge here is finding the right friends. Because like what I realized, it's really easy for me to make friends, but I realized at least my theater program here, oh man, this is, I already started, I can't stop. But for people that know me, that are listening to this, and you think it's you, it's not. But in the theater program, I mean, it's all acting. I feel like everybody is just trying to fake be your friend just to get something out of you to bring you down or try to see what you got so they can one up you, something like that. And so you have to be nitpicky with your friends. You have to pick the right ones. You have to know they're the right ones.
Yeah. I know the feeling, because back in college, it was, people acted like it was a reality show and you had to destroy each other to like be the star or be in the spotlight or being taken into account.
And I haven't met no one that's like had to destroy anything, but I've definitely met fake people here in my 8-9 months being here. 100% met fake people.
Yeah, but good thing about college time is that they will go away alone.
I mean, I do wish them the best, though.
Can wish them the best, but they'll keep being fake people forever.
In my couple months of being here, I never like dealt like personally with someone being fake to me and stuff. I've just seen it. Seen it a lot in this theater program.
You've done already stated like one challenge for a theater program student. Do you have any others in mind?
Yes. Another challenge I have, the community, the company I did theater with, I mean, I did have to learn harmonies and stuff, but like, it wasn't like this strict. Now that I'm here and I'm a theater major and I'm having to know my stuff, this is actually my first semester taking theory and stuff, and it's just like a lot to get used to. You have to be prepared. That's the number one thing. You have to be prepared. You have to know what you're doing and you have to be ready to do it. And I could kind of slide away with that in high school, but it's like not a joke now. This is like the real world, how professional theater majors get treated. And that's just one thing. I'm adjusting to it good, but I want to adjust to it great until I'm done with my theory class.
One thing that actually got me through when college, when teachers like asked me to do stuff and I didn't got any idea of what to do, was like fake it till you make it.
Yes.
That's how you learn. I mean, there's just some experience that you will gain doing it, even if you know or do not know what you're doing. The only way you're gonna make it is doing it. One of the things I remember we talked when we met in January was about Cameron Dallas going into the Mean Girls cast. What do you think about famous people getting into musical theater without a proper training?
I don't think they deserve it, but I mean, I'm not going to like hate them for them. I still wish them the best. When I saw a bootleg of Cameron Dallas singing More is Better, and I heard the girls that recorded it laughing at him, and I don't think anyone deserves that. I mean, even though he might not have deserved just getting the role going on there, he doesn't deserve the humiliation because he doesn't have the preparation for a role.
Yeah, when I remember I was like really pissed off because a lot of us invest a lot of time getting proper voice lessons, getting proper dance lessons, getting proper acting lessons. And out of the blue, a lot of people started getting roles just because they were influencers or Instagrammers or YouTubers. And I was like, man, I mean, I did not waste 4 years of my life training myself for this, for someone to just get it because it's going to sell more tickets. So that's why I was asking you about that.
I mean, yeah, we spend a lot of time and stuff, but I also, on this like, it's frustrating, it's aggravating, but on the same part, the company that's doing this, I understand why they're doing it. Maybe tickets are selling low or something, so they get an influencer and teen girls or teen boys, whoever, like, ooh, it's Cameron Dallas, and then boom, tickets, the ticket booth, just like that.
Okay, prices. So since we're close to the end of this episode, I wanted to ask you your top five musical theater shows. Because I did it on my first episode. Since it was an introduction to myself, I stated and explained my top five. What are your top five?
My top five. My number one was Wicked for the longest. But I gotta say, Wicked's not number one no more. My top one's gotta be Beetlejuice. I saw Beetlejuice. It was extraordinary. It was amazing. My second one is Moulin Rouge. It's just Moulin Rouge. It's, if you haven't seen the show, go see it. And then you'll understand why it's up there. My third one is Wicked. I love Wicked to death. I've seen that show 5 times. What else have I seen? And it's Hamilton. Hamilton for sure. And then to close it off, number 5. Dear Evan Hansen. Yeah, Dear Evan Hansen is pretty good. It was actually really good. And I know you saw Jack Littlepill, and I'm jealous because I'm pretty sure Jack Littlepill would be in that top 5 for me. I just haven't seen it yet. Yeah, I'm going. When I go to New York in 2 weeks, I might try to see it.
You need to do it. I mean, stage touring was just canceled today until new
because
notice.
Of coronavirus?
Yeah.
You think most Broadway shows are like that right now? Or?
Yeah, I think most of the shows are canceling the stage touring, but they're not canceling performances. Hopefully they won't. But you need to get Jack Littlepill tickets. You need to. You need to. And then if you do, I promise you that you're going to be back on the podcast just to discuss Jack Littlepill.
You know, I'm going to try to, but my number one, I'm going for 4 days and I'm going to see 2 or 3 shows in 4 days. And I'm sorry, Martin, but my number one show that's going towards it is Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice is so good. I'm going to see it again because it closes June 6th. And Jack Littlepill doesn't even have a date when it closes. I could be back in New York and watch it again before it closes. Beetlejuice is about to leave and I want to see it again. But if I end up watching more than one show, which is 98% possible, Jack Littlepill, I will look into it. Because my grandma, where she works, she gets discounted tickets. I got second row Beetlejuice tickets for $80.
Nice. But I need you to go see Jack Littlepill. And finally, the last thing I want us to talk about is you can give a recommendation of a play, a show, a film, a series that right now for you is a must see. What is that for you right now? Besides,
is a must see like theater wise or?
You can choose it if you want it theater wise or films or series.
What's a must see? Of course, on Broadway, I'd say Beetlejuice, Moulin Rouge, or Wicked. Any of those three, you'll be happy that you purchased the amount of your ticket you purchased for, because you will be happy leaving that show. You'll be like, oh my God, that was the best. I'm going to go to sleep now dreaming about it. But I must see like a TV show?
Yeah, or a film you've seen lately.
I don't really know. I really watch a lot of Netflix. I've seen Supernatural, The Vampire Diaries, the originals, just stuff like that. I can't really watch. I mean, I watch Big Mouth sometimes. I finished it already, but I normally watch TV shows that don't have anime characters in it that have actual people in it. But one show y'all can watch in May, the Teen Musical, the movie comes out. And that was my first movie I filmed in. I was a supporting role. So there's one lead actress and she's our teacher, and there's 12 high school kids, and I'm one of the high school kids. And so in May, I definitely be looking out for that. It'll be on Blu-ray and digital. And I definitely look out for that. So you can not to be conceited to watch me, but it's a good story.
Cool. We'll be sure to check it out. And as soon as it is out, I'll be posting that too. Well, I think we've reached...
Wait, before we go.
Oh, before we go.
What is your dream role?
Oh my God, my dream role. I remember that initially it was Mufasa in The Lion King. Because it was my first Broadway show and I just loved it. But right now, I think it would be any role in Jack Littlepill or Evan in Dear Evan Hansen.
Man, I'm going to have to watch Shag a Little Pill so we can have another podcast just about that show.
Yeah, you do. You do, because the cast is amazing.
All right, Martin, I'm going to let you close it. Before you close it, follow my Instagram at j.mitchu. All right, I just had to tag myself right there. I had to put myself in there. Go for it, man. You close the show. You finish this podcast.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being back and listening. We've reached the end of this episode with our very special first guest, Jeremiah Mitchell. I am going to leave his social media links in the description of the episode, and remember to rate and comment in Apple Podcasts. See you next week in another episode of Backstage.podcast. Bye bye. We can say bye too.
Bye guys.
Bye.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.